dictation for Sheila, S-H-E-I-L-A, Welling, W-E-L-L-I-N-G, August 1475. Address as a letter to Paul, P-A-U-L, Drenth, D as in David, R-E-N-T-H-N-P, 953-5329. Dear Paul, consultation for Mrs. Welling Sheila, history of granulomatous polyangiitis, question if there is any renal involvement, diagnosed last year, symptoms of sinusitis, rhinitis, has been treated steroids, as well as Rituxan, significant improvement, follows rheumatology Dr. Lewandowski, L-E-W-A-N-D-O-S-K-I, has also been taking methotrexate. Incidental meningioma close to the pituitary glands, undergoing CyberKnife. She has irregular menstrual periods, urinary tract infection, has seen urology last year, gynecology, incidental goiter, discussions about resection, Dr. Pilkington, P-I-L-K-I-N-G-T-O-N, also sees endocrinology, presently stable headaches or improved, no double vision, no nausea, vomiting, no upper or lower gastrointestinal symptoms, no gross blood in the urine, no fominess, no edema, no claudication, no chest pain, palpitation, dyspnea, orthopnea, PND. The upper respiratory symptoms improve. The goiter is not affecting swallowing or voice. Next paragraph, surgeries including gallbladder, thyroid biopsy, I believe also sinus tissue. Next paragraph. No smoking, alcohol, present or past. Next paragraph. No diabetes, hypertension, renal problems, kidney stones, TIS, stroke or heart abnormalities. No liver abnormalities. Next paragraph. No family history of vasculitis. Next paragraph, side effects, allergies to sulfa, penicillin. Apparently hives and lips turning purple. Vicodin, trazodone, similar problems. Next paragraph, medications include methotrexate, folic acid, Rituxan, steroids, vitamin D, Prozac, Atovaquone, A, T as in today, O, V as in Victor, A, Q, U, O, N, E. And also Avacopan, A-V as in Victor, A-C-O-P-A-N. No anti-inflammatory agents. Next paragraph, review system as indicated above. Next paragraph on physical exam, 246 pounds, 63 inches tall, blood pressure 115/84 by nurse, 122 over 80 on the left side by myself. Alert oriented strength 3, no respiratory distress, normal eye movements, normal speech, no carotid brewer JBD, respiratory cardiovascular normal, no abdominal or back tenderness, no major edema. Next paragraph, review note of rheumatology. They mention nodular abnormalities on the chest. She was positive for C, ANCA, ANCA, normal for P as in Paul, ANCA. The anti P as in Paul R3 was elevated with normal metabolic profile, normal ACE level, normal uric acid, no protein in the urine. Initially high sedimentation rate improved. Initial leukocytosis and increase of platelets. Testing for anti-MPO was negative. They tested for the G6PD enzyme and that was normal range. Next paragraph, most recent chemistry in June, mild degree of anemia, normal electrolyte, acid base, kidney function, glucose lower hundreds, an increase of transaminases, other liver function test normal. Most recent urine, no blood, no protein, no cells. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. At this point in time, there is no evidence that granulomatosis, polyangiitis, vasculitis is affecting kidneys. Prior isolated blood in the urine at the time of question UTI versus her non-irregular menstrual periods. There is no evidence for renal compromise. She is very well controlled with rheumatology on appropriate medications and prophylaxis. Other medical issues, thyroid nodule, meningioma has been treated, exposed to high risk medications, problems of asthma and allergies, no documented pulmonary hypertension, the multiple nodules in relation to the vasculitis. Bone density has been normal. Nerve conduction study and EMG has been normal. From the renal standpoint, no activity, no need to come back. End of dictation.